Did you hear that train coming, Mr. Postmanchuk?
Oh, yeah, my
Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, Brent Sanford, about how the Bakken is going to integrate in the drones in the UAS industry. Plus, Emily Snooks from XTO ExxonMobil. Robert Harms with the Harms Group explains current issues with the Western Area Water Supply and how it's impacting the oil industry. Michael Smith talks welding and drug testing out in the Bakken. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines.
Tricycle, bicycle, automobile, said a bow-legged woman in a Ferris wheel. Said a bow-legged woman in a Ferris wheel.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Air Catch. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Brent Sanford, the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota.
Yes, in both schools are on the UAS test site authority as well, and so it's something where we're seeing some specialties develop, you know, within those different college systems, as you mentioned, and both are providing leadership and both are interacting with the private side in putting these applications into a commercial reality, and so I think that's a fair assessment, and it's something where you've got UND's proximity to the test site and to the Air Force base, you know, lends some advantages there, you know, but the Fargo Air Guard and the radar abilities there, you know, might level playing fields, et cetera, as well in this preliminary phase. But there's different, you know, I believe UND and NDSU are utilizing their specialties, NDSU with their ag side, you know, and they are jumping into the ag applications. And UND has the, you know, it's another career opportunity for the pilots coming out of the aerospace school. So and they're jumping more into the R&D side of it as well. So it's exciting to see both universities succeeding in the area.
So what's next for the UAS? Are we going to see more pipeline monitoring? Are we getting to the point to where they're going to be inspecting, you know, potato blight out in the fields? Or where are we at next with the UAS movement here in North Dakota?
Well, it's all what these entrepreneurs, there's a lot of little small startup companies that are trying to operate within the restriction that the beyond visual line of sight restrictions, you know, are put on the industry. And so what I hear is from the end consumers ready to go with that model once you can take the shackles off. And so in the meantime is what can be done, you know, in that more limited space where you can legally fly these, you know, within the airspace. And so it's an intermediate stage, and it's something that's just ready to take off once we can get past that intermediate stage. But this first phase is flying within, I believe it's a 60-mile radius of Grand Forks Air Force Base radar, and so there has to be an interface with the radar from the Air Force Base side, and then the ability for commercial companies to be using that radar to make the FAA comfortable that it's safe for them to be in the airspace, and then they can develop their, you know, the commercially applying their tactics, their flight plans and their, you know, their maneuverability of the machines, to the point where, like I say, we don't know when that's going to be, but when that day is where the beyond visual line of sight, you know, that problem is cracked, then then you're commercially ready to go. Because, for instance, I hear the pipeline companies saying, and the energy companies saying, they're ready for just to hook up a drone and go, you know, for across the country along the power lines. Or, you know, we've got hundreds of miles of pipe that we want to have flowing, and you don't want to have to be chasing the drone with a helicopter, you know, like you have to now, or with chase cars. I mean, you want to be able to just fly them like they do in the military, where they're sitting at a, they're sitting at their, at the nerve center where that is, and you're flying these with, you know, basically remote control from a Fargo or Grand Forks area or anywhere, and not having to actually be hooked up where you can see the unit. But it's an intermediate phase until we get beyond that point.
Final thoughts from you.
First 90 days in office were dominated by energy, obviously, with the DAPL pipeline, but that's something where I believe the governor really showed people his leadership qualities and exercised a lot of leadership and diplomacy in that situation to work through the what it appears to be, you know, hopefully a peaceful ending to what was happening down there. And the pipeline finalization and completion is expected imminently, and so that'll be a positive thing for the oil industry itself. Jumping into this budget situation, to have to shave 10-20% from a budget this size is a difficult thing to do, and so the governor's office is working through, you know, the different priorities that we have with legislative leadership, and it's not an easy road that the appropriations committees on both sides of the chamber have to deal with now, but we'll continue to work through that with them, and then, you know, look forward to moving forward, working with the agencies and trying to reinvent government in North Dakota and try to, you know, achieve better results, more results with spending less money. And so we're looking forward to that.
To listen to the full-length interview with Brent Sanford, the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Take your head out the wind, see my drivers roll. Early one morning, said it be 4 days. Brakeman said you have to pay. Got no money but upon my shoes. Said I want to go west. Got the Milwaukee blues.
The music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines.
Said old Bill Jones, said before he died, five more things I'd like to ride. Tricycle, bicycle, automobile. Said a bow-legged woman and a Ferris wheel. Said a bow-legged woman and a Ferris wheel.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
Way down in Georgia on a tram. Roads are getting muddy and the leaves are getting damp. Gonna catch me a freight train to leave this town. Cause there's no line of hobos to the hanging around. No line of hobos to the hanging around.
Now, many of you are familiar with, like, the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.
Hey, way down in Georgia on a tram. Roads are getting muddy and the leaves are getting damp. Gonna catch me a freight train to leave this town. Cause there's no line of hobos to the hanging around.
Attention job seekers, if you're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI, stop by their booth at the Dickinson Job Fair at the BAC on Tuesday, March 21st, or at the Williston Job Fair in the Grand Hotel on Wednesday the 22nd. MBI has immediate openings for wireline operators and engineers, workover rig supervisor, operator, derrick hand and floor hand, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and water transfer technicians. Meet the team at MBI and learn about their excellent pay, great benefits, and advanced advancement opportunities at the Dickinson and Williston job fairs. If you don't have a chance to make it there, visit them online at mbienergyservices.com or follow them on social media.